Hello, this is Dr. David Illig of Success World. This is a self-hypnosis learning program for improving your memory. Do not listen to this tape while operating a moving vehicle. This is not a substitute for professional health care. This program contains special resonant tones which have been found to enhance relaxed awareness and increase learning. These special resonating tones, which are mostly inaudible, allow a greater harmony between both sides of your brain and more balanced, healthy functioning in mind and body. During the last 5 minutes of this tape is a special learning session for exercising your memory. During this 5-minute period, the resonating tones will be adjusted to increase your ability to process material. Put it in your memory so you can recall the information when you need it. For best results, have some practice material you can use to put into memory. This can be a powerful time for putting important information into memory so you can retrieve it when you want it. Use this time to improve your memory skills. You'll find that you can use hypnotic learning quite easily when your eyes are open. Within this program are thousands of subliminal messages which your conscious mind cannot hear. However, your subconscious mind can hear and learn from them easily and deeply. These messages are all safe, positive, and effective. Make sure my voice is now coming in your right ear. Different messages are being directed to different parts of your brain. So make sure my voice is now in your right ear if you are using stereo. Later it will be in both. The human brain is an amazing miracle of the universe, and this includes you. Research has shown that everyone can improve their memory significantly and rather easily. Your brain has more than enough capacity to handle anything you really need to learn. The more you use your subconscious to help you with your learning, the more of your abilities will be available to you. To maximize your progress, combine the use of this tape with practicing memory techniques. Increasing our memory strength is similar to increasing our muscle strength. The more you work it, the stronger, quicker it becomes. You have an incredible memory system already built in. It's just a matter of getting it adjusted, tuned up, and practiced. You have many more abilities than you thought. Everyone has used hypnotic learning naturally throughout their life, especially when we were learning so many things so quickly and easily. I know you can do it in your own unique and special way, without even knowing. Even if you have your conscious doubts for a while. So, just close your eyes and imagine that you're sitting in a very comfortable rocking chair in a very comfortable room. Maybe a fire crackling. Soft, pleasant music that fits you. Slowly rocking. The chair fitting your body so perfectly. Glad to have this time alone to ponder. Letting your mind drift. Looking out into the distance. Wondering at all you can see. The most pleasant and restful scene. And as you imagine this, listening to my voice or the music. Letting your body move in a rhythm to the rocking. Rocking yourself deeper into the comfort. Guided to greater safety and calm. This motion helping your body and brain move into the harmony of deeper relaxation and learning. Letting the fears and doubts of the day drift off. Leaving you in this growing pleasantness. For me, imagining a steady rain in the fall, cool air outside, colorful leaves, a small pond and stream, a family of ducks, a wooden fence, and some horses. A young colt that was born in the spring. Staring out the window. Feeling time. Slowing down. That march through time. So there's enough time to let all of it settle into the places that fit. Rocking with smoother breathing. Knowing only at this deepest level the trails of cracks that let one see how the pieces fit so well. Rolling clouds across the sky. Glad to be inside. Warm and comfortable. Glad to be able to look outside the large windows and see the beauty. Feeling this is a perfect place to be right now. Nothing better to do. Wearing that favorite sweater or shirt you feel so comfortable in. Noticing all the pleasant sensations in your body. Letting them grow more interesting and with the rhythm. Your breathing carrying you deeper into the learning. Sensing that your brain is adjusting to make the differences. Your subconscious finding the permissions. Opening those gates that used to block. Far away, long ago, or near at hand. New ways for you now. Moving on. New paths with the family behind you. New possibilities for the family ahead of you. breathing more freely and easily. Letting the mind drift, making whatever connections it chooses. Letting yourself experience now, so later you can experience it when you use your concentration. Now well rested to put into memory, in places you recognize. Built-in reminders. And why use one reminder when three or four can give you so much more confidence? The mind most effective in learning and problem solving when it's in a state of relaxed alertness. Small babies can remember faces, and names can become pictures and objects that can easily attach to a face, and that image, with a built-in reminder, can be so easy to pull out and have to use. Noticing details of the face, paying attention to features, eyes, hair, nose. Noticing details of the name, the sounds, the scents, tastes and feelings. Connecting onto solid holds. Reaching out and touching. Nice to see how those anxieties and doubts can fade away when the interest is intense enough to get your attention, making it part of yourself. Feeling your own boundaries are strong enough so you can let them be close enough to hear and see. Safe enough to allow the noticing. Safe enough to allow the connections. Opening up to the new sounds and sights. Knowing that some things are better to store on one shelf and others are better to store on another. I use paper to remember all my appointments and use my mind to store other things. More and more the choices about where to put what for what time. Maybe starting on paper and then moving to the mind a little later. Or starting in the mind and moving to paper later. Why not ask the subconscious to review something for you and to connect it with other things in your mind? And leave many trails leading to the material so you can track it down when you need it. Many trails you can follow to find the goal. And both the conscious and the subconscious can feel free enough to lay down many more trails than we might think are needed. To build the abundance of confidence. knowing you can have so much more than you absolutely needed. Room for error, so you can relax, knowing you can adjust. Drifting even more into the comfort of the learning. And shut down the noise inside, so you can focus on the outside. And increasing your ability to remember what you want to remember. And increasing your ability to forget what you want to forget. Can be the most human of things. Able to focus on who or what you are doing. Holding on and letting go. Turning your eyes upward to see a blackboard or screen. Writing on it, drawing, or attaching things with colorful pins, erasing my last tennis shot so that I can focus on the shot that's coming up right now, but keeping the connections underneath that can benefit me. Going back to a little school with a gentle old teacher who tells you she will spend time with you so you will have a good memory. Since you're so young and can be creative and flexible at creating all sorts of cues, retrieval clues, for connecting things to memory. Silly pictures, sounds, even smells, tastes that are really easy to recall, and the information with it. And all small children who are learning and remembering things at such incredible rates allowed themselves to use so many ideas, pictures, dreams, fantasies that if their parents had known would have called silly. But kept it to themselves because they saw the results they got by allowing themselves to so wisely be silly. And gave up bothering to convince their parents. When the learning is important, why not use what works, they thought. So who cares when he grows up to be a powerful adult, that in the privacy of her mind, she still uses many far-out cues to attach information she wants to remember. Connecting the idea with as many hooks as you can. And can forget several. And yet still have some to pull it out. A flood of memories. A current that carries what I need to remember. On the wind. or waves. And this gentle, loving, and strong teacher helping you with your lessons, knowing how to make the learning so natural, so interesting, shaped in just the way so you have the desire to learn more and more. Even when you weren't trying on purpose. But your subconscious mind, making connections, finally realizing you learn for yourself, for the benefits it brings you, in your own way. The strength of the teacher making you feel smarter and more intelligent, more confident about your abilities, making it feel like it's the right thing to do, to really like and appreciate yourself. Feeling good about all of your abilities. New beliefs about good memory. And maybe she explains some things about your parents and family background, helping you to see how you can be similar and different in the ways that work for you. Explaining that things can mean something different than you may have thought at the time. Just a few words or touch can make something less painful. Allowing your parents to do what they did, knowing that's all they could do at the time. Freeing you to move on. Moving the family into new territory. Creating all the permissions to move on. Leaving some behind. Old wounds from past teachers. And families healing. Your mind free to find the enjoyment in learning. Knowing you can do it. Better and better. Using all those abilities as a child and adult. Focusing all your attention, relaxed alertness, listening, watching, hearing, and sensing. Then connecting all that material, using many things. Having many paths or strings to follow back to it. Taking the time to learn. Deserving the time to let your mind do what it is built to do. And can automatically go into a remembering state. A filing state. A file cabinet with many strings attached, which you can follow to it. A single word or picture can bring back what you want to remember. But pick just the flower you want from the whole bouquet. Like a photographer taking pictures from many angles. When you want to use hypnotic learning for putting something into memory or bringing something out, you can use hypnotic triggers to help you. Say to yourself the words, hypnotic memory. Blink your eyes once firmly and slowly. Take a deep breath. Use these three cues and they will become more and more powerful for aiding you in focusing your attention on what you want to remember. Changing what you want to remember into pictures and sounds. Connecting them to things in memory. And being able to pull the information back out of memory. Now, get ready to use the 5-minute memory period for practicing. The resonating tones are becoming more powerful and are now tuned to increase your ability to focus on learning and remembering. If you are not going to practice now, you can either enjoy the relaxation some more or wake yourself up now. Use your three signals now. Say, hypnotic memory. Blink slow. And a slow breath. Knowing you can open your eyes and be relaxed and alert while staying in the hypnotic state. Incredibly able to learn and remember all the time you need. The study time is over on this tape. You can continue if you want. I'm going to count you out of this session now from 5 to 1, knowing you can come fully awake and alert, ready to go about this day as quickly as you want. 5, enjoying your new skills. 4, more and more progress. 3, using your abilities, taking what you can use. 2, pleased with yourself. And 1, you have a really great day.